have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, dial them up. Listen, put them on three-way, two-way. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter, she's on the line tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You ought to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Isn't that what the song just said? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've never heard that before. But listen, sometimes you got to get in that place. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are already in that place where you're tired of being sick and tired, but you don't know what to do. Well, I know what you can do. You can call on the name of the Lord, and I guarantee when you keep calling on Jesus, he will answer you, okay? Amen. So if you're tired of being sick and tired, stop what you're doing, amen, because there is a solution. God has your solution tonight. So we praise the Lord tonight that he's allowed us to be with you guys one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this beautiful day. Amen. In some cities there were a hurricane. Amen. But we thank God that we are safe and sound here in Alabama, because it looked as if it was coming to Mobile. But however, people are on assignment, and their assignment, there's some that their only assignment is to pray against the hurricane, to pray against the storm. So we thank God that it turned and it did not, we did not have any damages. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight we praise God. Hallelujah. We praise him. Amen. We bless him because he's worthy to be praised. We extol him tonight because he's great. Hallelujah. We thank him for his awesomeness. We thank him for his marvelous, being marvelous. We thank him for being wonderful. We just praise God tonight. Hallelujah. So if I was you, I would just give him a praise right now. Go ahead and shabak him tonight, because he's been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. So we magnify the Lord. Amen. Amen. It was my birthday weekend, and I didn't have much voice, right? I mean, we had church Friday night. Church was bananas. Church was bananas. Church was bananas. It's no longer church as usual. I mean, the Lord came in, and not everybody in the whole place was touched. I'm telling you, if they wasn't on the floor, they was laid out in the chairs. I'm telling you, from the front to the back, everybody was slain in the spirit. I'm telling you, God used the man of God. Amen. And I just thank God for it. And then on Saturday night, we had my birthday dinner. Amen. And it was fun. We enjoyed it. It was packed there as well. So I just thank God for two fun-filled nights. And I just thank God for what he's doing in my life, as he is enlarging my territories and he's enlarging my borders. I am 55 years young. I thank the Lord. There are some people who don't like to tell their age, but I know I look good for my age. And I thank God for what he's doing in me, for me, and through me tonight. So I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Come on, somebody. I want to give a shout out to the Elations magazine. Amen. Everything. Yes. I want to give a shout out to everything that she has her hands in. Amen. Even in businesses. I want to give her a shout out to her. Amen. For doing what she does for the body of Christ. Amen. You know, people don't have to do nothing for you in these days and time. You know, but it's just nice to be nice, right? It's just nice to be nice, glory to God. And I thank God for her. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for her tonight. So, amen. We just bless the Lord, people of God. We are here tonight only because God made a way. He made a way. He made a way when there was no way. And so we are here tonight standing because God made a way. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, for your loving kindness that you have shown towards us. Father, we thank you tonight that you gave us daily benefits this morning, oh God. We thank you for our uprising, oh God. We thank you for making the deaf angel behave. God, we thank you tonight for being the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head. Tonight, God, we need clarity on some things. We need direction. Father, we need you to move in our homes. We need you to move in the schools. God, we need you to move in the White House. We need you to move, oh God. Make haste, oh God, for your people. Father, your people are hurting, oh God. A lot of them are walking in fear and intimidation. So, Father, we bind the spirit of fear tonight. We cast down the spirit of fear tonight. We uproot the spirit of fear tonight. We overthrow the spirit of fear tonight. Hallelujah. We send it to outer darkness, seeking rest and finding none. And, Father, we cancel our fear and we replace it with faith. We shall have faith in you. I declare and decree that your people will have faith in you. I declare and decree that even if they're lacking faith, that they will ask you to increase their faith, because you gave every one of us a measure of faith. And we thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. It's all in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We have to keep praising him, y'all. We were created to praise him. And if you don't want to praise him, don't you hinder me, because I don't need no rock crying out for me. Amen. And so today we see that there are a lot of changes going on up and down my timeline. I see a lot of fear. People are saying, please pray, because I'm so afraid. My family is dying. People are dying that I know. And I'm so scared. They're scared. And you know why people are so scared? It's because they don't have a relationship with the Father. When there is no relationship, it will cause you to walk in fear. It'll cause you to, everything that happens, it'll cause you to be shaken. It'll cause your faith to be shaken. It'll cause you to be timid. It'll cause you to, you know, you to be all nervous. And some people say, I'm just so nervous. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to feel, want to be isolated. Fear does a lot of things, and it also brings on different mental illnesses, right? So sometimes people begin to get scared, then they go into a depression. Come on, they get depressed, amen, because of what is going on, and they don't understand it, so they mind begin to play tricks on them. Come on here. And then there's some of them, they contemplate suicide. They have suicidal thoughts, and then they want to take their own life. Come on. Hallelujah. Leave their children behind. You know that is a trick of the enemy. Can I tell you tonight, those feelings, those emotions, are that just the trick of the enemy? The enemy's job, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if he can destroy your life by putting fear there, if he can destroy your life by intimidating you, if he can destroy your life by a spirit of manipulation, if he can destroy your life by a spirit of deception, come on here. He got you, my said of my say. But when there's relationship, come on, people, when you have relationship with the Father, you begin to believe him in the time of trouble. Come on here. You begin to believe him because you know he shall hide you. Come on. In the secret place shall he hide you. Even when your mothers and fathers have forsaken you, the Bible declares that the Lord will take you up. End of my soul. So why are we walking fearful when God has given us power and authority? Come on, to dominate and to conquer. What am I saying? We shouldn't be walking around here scared. Hallelujah, about the coronavirus. I don't care if you did have it. If you had it and God let you got you got healed, come on here. If you walking in full manifestation of your healing, that's a blessing. Come on. But you never hear about those that recover. You only hear about those that have it, that have contracted it, and those that have died from it. So it is important that you stop allowing this thing to cause you to be fearful. You need to get a closer relationship with the Father, because once you get a relationship with God, hallelujah, and you build yourself up, you'll begin to think different. You'll begin to act different. You'll begin to walk different. You'll begin to talk different. You'll begin to love different. Come on here. There are things about you that you used to do that you won't do anymore, because now you in love under new management. Come on, somebody. Now you have switched partners. Now you're, oh, God have mercy. Now you're no longer partners with the devil, but you have come on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. I hope y'all can understand me. I know my voice is cracking. Amen. I know I need rest. Amen. But listen, when you got a job to do, you got to do your job. It's like y'all go on the mic man's job, and you make sure you be there whether rain, sleet, snow, or shine, you're on that job. Hallelujah. If you're sick, feeling bad, body aching with pain, you're on that job. So the way you do that for a man, this is the way I do it for God. I don't care. I work for him 365 days a year. The only time I'm off is if don't nobody, okay, say for instance, I take off a day. And so if nobody calls me, then I'm off that day. You know, if nobody needs me, then I'm off. But other than that, I'm at work, right? I work for him. And because I work for him, I got fringe benefits that the government can't touch. Come on, somebody. The benefits of the Lord, which make it rich and add no sorrow. Come on. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Hallelujah. When you work for the Lord, honey, you you have authority, come on here, to call a thing and show it be. You have authority to pray against that nagging boss, that boss that don't wanna, that's always giving you trouble. You can stop every word curse that they're saying. You can listen. They can tell you you're not coming up to par, and you can be in your spirit. The devil is a lie. I shall come up to par, and I shall supersede their expectations of me. Come on. Glory to God. We're getting ready to get in the word of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless him for his awesomeness. Amen. We're going to the book of Matthew. Amen. If anybody, you out there that are in radio land, I thank God for you tonight. I thank God for you listening in, tuning in. Amen. Another time, another day. Amen. Another Tuesday. I appreciate God for you. I really do. I thank you for joining. This, you know, this makes it happen. This makes us want to go hard. Amen. Because we have people that are listening. I want y'all to begin to invite your friends, your neighbors, those that need a word from the Lord. Invite them to come on the radio broadcast. It is very important that they sit down and listen. It's time to teach. Hallelujah. God said, teach my people, because they have been taught so with tradition and so they're under so much religiosity that they don't even know that the thing that they're trying to tell them to do is not even me. God said, y'all are going to be amazed at the things that we were taught as growing up in certain religion. Amen. That wasn't even God. It was because that's what they wanted. It was passed down from the slave masters, and that's what they taught, and that's what we went with. Amen. But we're going to learn God. Amen. And going to learn. We got to learn his ways. Amen. We got to learn it. We got to do his will, his way, in Jesus' name. So let us go to the book of Matthew. If anybody can hear me and tell me if my voice is clear or not, amen, and I'll either talk a little softer. If my voice is clear, I need somebody to text me right now. Amen. And let me know if you can hear me clearly. I want to come off clearly. And I know somebody might be saying, well, you should not have came on with your voice like that. Well, that's what you think. But I got a word to give. Come on. I got something to say. I got something I must release to the body of Christ. So if you are on, anybody who knows my number, text me and let me know if you can hear me, please. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we there yet? Thank you. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Amen. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Oh, God. And we're going to start at the first verse, I guess. We're going to start at the first verse. If you have it, say you got it. If you're coming, say, I'm coming. Amen, amen. We're going to church tonight. We don't have a little Bible study. Is that all right? Yes, Lord, we're going to have a little Bible study. And now when my voice get back right, we're going to go on in. Amen, amen. Matthew, the 8th chapter. And it reads, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. We're talking about Jesus. Amen. And behold, there came a leper and worship him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Did y'all just hear what I said? I'm going to read part of it again. And Jesus came down the mountain with the tears of the crowd still ringing in his ears. Then a leper appeared and dropped to his knees before Jesus prayed. Master, if you want to, you can heal my body. Mm-hmm. See, he was letting the Lord know, I know that you have all power. Come on. You got all power. And if you want to do it, you can do it. Come on. If you want to heal me, you can. Right? And so it's up to him. He said, you can make me cleanse, right? You can clean me up inside. Hallelujah. If you want to, amen. The Bible begins to say, then Jesus reached out and touched him, saying, I want to be clean. Then and there all signs of the leprosy were gone. Jesus said, don't talk about this all over town. Stop talking about there are some things God don't want you to share with nobody. There are some things when God bless you, he wants you to keep it to yourself. He wants you to do what he told you to do with it. And when you follow the instructions of the Lord, you can be trusted to be blessed again. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, she said a mouthful. He said, don't talk about it, this all over town. Just quietly present your healed body to the priest, along with the appropriate expressions of thanks to God. Your cleansed and grateful life, not your words, will bear witness to what I have done. See, here it is. He says, your life, my God, your life. When God clean you up, it shouldn't be what you say, but it should be your lifestyle. Come on here. People are looking at your walk. Your life should be in my sorabasha. It should bear witness. Come on, somebody. Ooh, Lord have mercy to what God has done. Not what you say, not what you, oh, you know, I'm here. Oh, I'm clean. Look at me now. Oh, I'm clean. I got it going on. Oh, yeah, look at me. Look at me. I got this. I got that. I ain't got the leprosy no more. I ain't got that disease no more. I ain't got HIV. I ain't got AIDS. Listen here, baby. God didn't tell you to go do all that bragging. He told you to let your lifestyle shed it about. So that means when he clean you up from your sin, out of your mess, you don't do it no more. If he cleans you up from homosexuality, he said, don't you tell nobody. He said, go to the priest. Let him see you. Let the priest see you. Why is the priest? Why he telling you to come to the priest? Because of the simple fact, listen. The priest will have the discernment to know what is taking place. But now you want to try to prove something to somebody. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. When God clean you up, baby, you clean indeed. Whom the Son sets free, what is free indeed? You ain't got to worry about nobody. You don't got to care what they say. You got to, he said, go to the priest. Take yourself to the priest. And let the priest look at you. Let the priest look you over. Come on here. Hallelujah. And your lifestyle, my God. Your grateful attitude. Come on here. Not your words, but your grateful life. Not what you say out of your mouth. Because he said, go and tell no one. He said, go and tell no one. A lot of times you wonder why when money come in your hand, when the Lord bless you with finances. You know, the devil can bless you too. So you got to know if it's God's blessing. Because when the devil bless you, you're going to have sorrow. When God bless you, he add no sorrow. Amen. So when you get the blessing, you wonder why it don't stay. You can't keep it. You know why? It's because you don't follow the appropriate steps. Anytime God gives a prophetic word, he gives what? Instructions. Anytime God gives you money, he tells you who to bless, who to give to, or who to help. Or, you know, because you be wanting to say, well, I'm going to give my children this, I'm going to give my children that. And God said, no, that ain't for this. This money's for the kingdom, and it's for you to put some this part up, and then just wait, and I'll give you more instructions later. But see, now you want to go have a big old party, invite everybody to eat and drink off of you. Come on. And by the time you get through, you look up, and all that money gone, right? Amen. But he says, your life, your grateful life, not your words, will bear witness to what I've done. Amen. Let us go to verse 5. And it says, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Amen. And saying, Lord, my servant, my God, lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I'm going to read that again. He says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. How many know when people have palsy, sometimes certain sounds can make them, you know, just be grievously tormented. They get grievously tormented by sounds or things that, I mean, the least little things that wouldn't bother a person, it'll bother them, right? And so this man of God, he says, he's a centurion man, right? He said his servant, he asking for prayer, not for him. He asking for prayer for his servant, right? And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him, right? What does that mean? I will come and heal him. That means he's going to where he is, right? And he's going to heal him. Glory to God. And Jesus entered the village. He entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain. That's what they call the centurions. He's a Roman captain. He's a captain, meaning he's in charge, right? Came up in a panic. He was panicky because he said, Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He's in terrible pain. My God. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him, right? The Bible begins to say in verse 8, it says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Come on, somebody. And my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. He says, no, said the captain. I don't want to put you in all that trouble. Come on here. Just give the order. And my servant will be fine. My God, my God. And so then he began to say, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Mm-hmm. So if he's a captain, he's in charge, right? So he's a man in authority and he's a man under authority, meaning that he's got somebody that's over him, which probably is the chief. Then you have people under him, right? Amen. He says, I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he do it. Amen. So he let them know, I'm in charge now. But he still was a man that wanted to pray, wanted Jesus to pray for his servant, right? Hallelujah. And the Bible begins to say, well, he says, hallelujah. He says, I am a man who take orders and give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. And to my slave, do this, and he does that, right? So when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, nor not in Israel. He's taken back. This took him back. He was taken back, Jesus said. I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is the vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet along Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith but have no faith will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace and wondering what happened. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. See, the thing about it was Israel, they were God's chosen people, but they didn't have no faith. My God. So here it is. Jesus began to marvel after he heard all of that. And he said to them, verily I say unto you, I have not found no great faith, no, not in Israel. So here it is, a man that is a captain. He's and he comes to God, and he tells him that he comes to Jesus. I'm sorry, and he tells him that his servant is at home sick. Hallelujah. He was grievously tormented, eye by side with the palsy. Right. Hallelujah. He says, Lord, listen here. I'm a man in authority. I'm a man under authority. He said, but listen, God, I ain't worthy that you should come to my house. Come on here. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't worthy. See, something about that was going on in his house wasn't right. Come on. The man didn't even lie to God. See, listen, he could have been running women. Come on, somebody. He could have been playing. He could have been having card games. Uh-huh. He could have been shooting dice. My God. He could have been doing a whole lot of other things in his house. He said, but God, I ain't worthy. And on my side, how many of us are willing to tell the truth to the Lord? Or how many of us are willing to come clean?
How many of you are willing to come clean? Hallelujah. When you know you need something from God, but you know you ain't worthy of it. You know that you ain't worthy. You know you ain't been doing right. You know you ain't living right. But you still want God to do something for you. So you come clean to God. Hallelujah. Some of you still be trying to act like you got it all together. And you can't even, you don't ask for prayer. You don't ask God to heal you. You don't ask God to deliver you out of your sin. You just stay in your sin and think it's good. But here this man was a man in authority. He was in authority. He could have went to a doctor. Come on, somebody. But he went to Dr. Jesus, my God, because he was passing by out of my state. He came into his town and he went to Dr. Jesus. And he began to tell him, he says, listen. He says, he came in and he says, Lord, my servant lied at home sick. My servant lied at home sick, my God. Hallelujah. And he said, he can't walk. He's in terrible pain. He's been tormented, hallelujah, grievously tormented with palsy. Jesus says, I'll come and heal him. Listen, God, Jesus will let them know, listen, I'll come over there and I'll come in there and heal him. But this man knew that he was a sinner. This man knew that he had things that he didn't want Jesus to know about him. This man knew that he didn't have everything together. This man knew that if God is on his way to my house, oh, Lord, I must tell him the truth now. Come on here. Because Jesus could have very well pressed the issue. He could have very well said, listen, no, I'm coming to your house. But the man said, listen, I'm a man in authority. I'm a man under authority. He said, Lord, but all you got to do, somebody say, speak a word. All I need you to do, Jesus, is just speak the word. He said, Lord, you ain't got to go to my front door. You ain't got to go to my back door. You don't have to come up my street. Come on here. You ain't got to drive in my town. All I need you to do is speak the word. Oh, shut up, I see. Oh, Jesus, that's powerful right there. Speak a word, God. Speak the word, Lord. Speak healing now. Speak strength now. Speak deliverance now. Speak salvation now. Speak healing now. Shut up, I see. Speak the word. Speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it. You'll have whatever you say. If you speak it, you got to declare it. Hallelujah. You got to declare it, declare it, declare it. And you don't declare anything if you ain't speaking nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he said, speak the word. Have your way tonight, oh God. Not my will, but your will be done. He said, speak the word. How many of you out here, you need God to do some things for you? But because of your disobedience, because of your nasty attitudes, your nasty dispositions, your ugly ways, your lying tongue, God, yeah, your whole mugging spirit, you won't even ask God to forgive you. I'm telling you now, you know your neck, you know you need God, you know you're in trouble, you know you need help. All you got to do is repent and speak, ask God to do it for you. Hallelujah. You got to kill pride. Hallelujah. Kill it. Kill that prideful spirit. You walking around with your arrogant self, highly full of pride. You too good to ask God to forgive you. You too prideful to ask God to forgive you. You walking around on your way to hell. Yes, you are. Because you won't ask for God to forgive you. You don't want to repent. Yeah, God knows my heart. Yes, he does know your heart. He know your heart is nasty. He know your heart is filthy. Until you get it right with him, you got to get it right with the Father. You got to get it right with your fellow man. If you wrong them, hey, my son, da 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 ban che, kore da da ban so. Hey, na man so, God, I thank you. I mama se katabaya. Hey, na man, speak the word, people. Speak the word. Whatever you need God to do tonight, speak the word. Speak it, speak it, speak it. God said, I ain't found such great faith in all Israel. Hallelujah, because Israel was his chosen people, but they sinned against him. They sinned against him. How long are you going to keep sinning against the Lord? How long are you going to keep sinning against his name? How long are you going to use the Lord's name in vain? I'm by shutting up my soul. By saying the Lord said, I'm telling you, God, I know God. I know him. Yeah, you know him, but do you have him or do you have a relationship with him? It's one thing in knowing him, baby. It's one thing in knowing of him. Come on here. And it's one thing in having him. Come on. It's a thing of knowing of him. And is it, because see, when you know of him, you don't know him for real. Because there's more to it than just knowing of. You got to have a relationship with him. My God. But this man believed God. He had faith. Where's your faith tonight? He had faith in the Lord. He said, listen, you standing right here with me, Jesus, just speak the word. And Jesus said, well, you be healed. He's healed. I will heal it. He's healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed, every one of you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. My God. Hallelujah. Be healed. Be thou healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you need to be healed in your minds tonight. So, Father, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. I give you praise tonight for your word, oh God. I declare and decree tonight that your people will come into alignment with your will for their lives. Your people, oh God, will come into alignment with your ways, oh God. Father God, I thank you tonight that we will have faith in you, oh God, faith. Hallelujah, over fear. We cancel out fear. We cancel out doubt, unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we cancel out every spirit that is not of you. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. And Father, we praise you tonight. We give you glory. Father, we love you tonight. We honor you. Father, heal your people tonight, oh God, of all of their iniquities, oh God. Blot out all their transgressions. Make whiter than snow, creating them a clean heart and renew a right spirit within them, oh God. And we thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you for healing now. We thank you for moving now. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your delivering power. Father, deliver them from themselves, even if you have to hide them, oh God, from themselves. And Father, we thank you now, oh God, that we're going to speak a word. How about I say it? And I and your servant shall be healed. God, we're going to speak this word because, God, you gave us power. Greater work shall we do. Greater work shall we do. Greater work shall we do. So I'm speaking a word tonight for every person that's listening under the sound of my voice, for every person that will come back by replay. I'm speaking the word of healing over you. Healing shall be your portion. Healing shall be your portion. Healing shall be your portion. Deliverance is your portion tonight. Everything that you need from the Lord shall be your portion. Hallelujah. Understanding. You need some understanding. Glory to God. Understanding is your portion tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you now, God. We thank you now, God. We thank you now, God. We thank you for moving now, God. Have your way in their lives. Have your way in their lives. Oh, God, we break the back of poverty. We break the back of poverty right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pull our sword. And we break the back of poverty. Oh, God, I thank you tonight, oh, God, that we're standing on a solid foundation, and we're not easily moved. We're not easily shaken, oh, God. We shall be like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Our faith will not be shaken, oh, God. We're not going to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Oh, God, I thank you that we have a sound mind tonight. Everybody shout. Hey, I speak a sound mind, that this mind that is in Christ Jesus is also in you tonight. And I thank you, Father. I give you glory, God. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. Savior, you're worthy tonight. Mighty God, Prince of Peace, El Shaddai, Elohim, Ashanda. Lord, you're worthy tonight. Hey, Ashanda. Hey, glory to God. We praise you. We exalt your name. For your name is above all names, and we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. It's all in the matchless name of the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Come on, give the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And we want you to come on, give us your name, your city, and your state. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you can let me know once you come on. I want for everybody else, when one person says hello or whatever, I need y'all to mute your phone. Please, not tonight. No Beyonce. No Aura Kelly. Mm-hmm. No Boosie. No Lil Wayne. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to pay. Don't be disrespectful. Because, see, listen here. I don't play by the things of God. I love everybody. But I do not play when it comes to the things of the Father. All right? So if you're going to be disrespectful, I'm gonna tell her to hang you up. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and open up these phone lines tonight. Amen. We praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I hope that you were blessed tonight. Hallelujah. The thing all you need to know is all we got to do is speak the word. There are times you can't get to Israel. There may be times you can't get to Africa. There may be times you can't get to Australia. There may be times you can't get to Haiti. Haiti just had a hurricane over there. But listen, what we can do is speak the word. Come on, people of God. Speak the word of healing. Speak the word of God rebuilding their foundations. We got to speak a word. The families, that they will be safe and that they will get the help that they need, that the government, that your president will go over there and make peace and, man, do fix that up. They won't stay in our third world countries no 10 and 20 years, but they'll stay in these other. Oh, yeah, y'all pull that one out of me because y'all know I don't like the mess. I don't like the bull that they do to our people. Come on. And you shouldn't like it either. God hated, you ought to hate. Amen, light. Amen, water. Amen, television. Amen, radio. Caller, you on the air. Well, we don't waste time on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll just keep talking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have to speak a word of things that we want God to do. I may can't get to you. I may be out of town, and you may call and say, Apostle, this is going on with my family, and I need you to pray. I will pray, and I'm going to speak the word. I can send the word to you. It can reach you. Come on here. The word of God can reach you right where you are. Amen. You got to have that kind of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And that kind of power. Glory to God. And we thank you now, God. Caller, you on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Apostle, how are you?
I am well. Just need to rest my voice. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. This is Jamaica, Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. The Lord want me to let you know to not to worry so much. Amen. He said he has it all under control. It's all under control. I want you to say that for me tonight. It's all under control.
It's all under control.
Say it again.
It's all under control.
Say it one more time.
It's all under control.
Hell no, my soul. God said it's all under control. He said, don't you worry. Ha, don't you worry. Mm-hmm. It's going to work out just as intended. It's going to work out. God said it will work out just fine. He says, I am thy God. I've not left you, neither have I forsaken you. You are my daughter, says God. Crying days are over. It's time to take up your bed and walk. God says, rise up now. Come on up out of that place and walk, and get what you got. Get what you've been asking for. Get it. It's yours for the asking. It is yours already because it's your blessing. God says the spirit of grace. And we thank you tonight, oh God. And we give you praise tonight, oh God. Oh God, oh God, and the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, will keep your heart and mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the peace of God rule and rest and abide in you now and forevermore. God says, I'm getting ready to give you some sweet rest. He says, I'm going to let you rest from your trouble. He says, I'm going to let you rest from your trouble. I want you to take your rest now. I ain't talking about dying. I counsel that prayer. Hey, now my set of my shot. He's going to let you rest from your trouble. And I thank you now, Father. Give you glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.
I receive the word in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Hannah.
Yes, God bless you.
From Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to say I enjoyed the word tonight because, like the servant was saying, the satanic man was saying, he told the Lord he was not worthy for the Lord to come to his home. So he believed when God spoke the word that his servant was healed. And I think we all should believe, you know, in the Lord, you know, just get closer to him, believe in him like this man did right here. So I really thank you for this powerful word tonight. And God bless you for releasing this word to us. And may it come back to you 10-4 in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hey, who's doing that? Now, when I start calling you out by name, don't play with me now. Hallelujah, Father. It's disrespectful. Glory to God. Woman of God, I thank God for you tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you for tuning in tonight. Hallelujah, woman of God. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. He said, don't you let your heart be troubled over things you have no control of. Come on here.
Yes.
He said, you cast all of your cares upon me because I know, you know I care for you. He said, cast all of them. Stop giving me some of them and taking them back. He said, that's why your heart gets heavy because you put your hand back in. Take your hand out of the matter and let God fix it. God says, I want to talk to you. There's some things I want to tell you, says grace, the spirit of grace. God said, listen. Get in a place with me and you alone. Where you don't care about anything else but my glory. You're not asking for anything but my glory. God said, I want to visit you. I want to visit you, says the spirit of grace. But I need for you not to ask for anything. I don't need you to ask me for anything. I don't need you to pray for anybody. I want you to just sit there and praise me and get in my presence, says the spirit of grace. And I'm going to release something unto you. I'm going to release it to you. There's some things you've been asking God to release. And when you get in this place, you're going to begin to see it left and right. It's going to be like a boomerang effect. Boom, boom, bam, bam, bam. God ain't playing in this hour. Y'all hear me good. You play with the men and women, the real men and women of God, you messing up. I'm just going to say that. I ain't threatening you. I'm not threatening you. I'm just warning you. Stop putting your mouth on the real men and women of God. Now, y'all don't talk about the fake ones, so why are you talking about the real ones, right? Amen. You let folks do anything they want to do. You get up, you go sit up on the homosexual pastor. You go sit up on the lesbian pastor. You go sit up on the whoremonger pastor. But then when God send you real men and women of God who live in holy as much as they know how, who's trying to raise their family in the admonition of the Lord, you don't want to hear them. But yeah, you'll go sit up under that homosexual and let him tell you how to dress like a woman, how to dress like for the boys, how to train your boys up to be little sisters, and you don't say nothing. But then when you come under real preacher who preaches truth, you want to tear them down. You want to tear down their character. But God said, no. That ain't getting ready to work no more. That won't work. You getting ready to be whipped publicly.
My God. So, woman of God, be encouraged. Thank you for calling. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I accept. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Calling you on the air. Don't y'all get scared. You better be scared of going to hell. That's what you need to be scared of. Don't be scared
of
me. Good evening.
This Minister LaQuisha Smith from St. Louis, Missouri.
God bless you. How are
you? I'm fine this evening. I enjoyed the
Amen.
Word.
Amen. God bless you this evening. God bless you. You have a prayer request?
Just that God continue to keep me strong.
Amen.
Give me strength in the situation I'm going through, the things that I'm going through. That's all I my prayer request is, just God just keep me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's my
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Say one more, say that last part again.
That he keep building me for his kingdom.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for the woman of God. And just like she asked for strength, Father, all she got to do is speak a word. Let her speak strength now. God says, I shall strengthen you in this hour. And you continue to meet me. Hallelujah. He says, rise up early. Rise up early to meet me. God says, I want you to get in a place with me like you have never been before. And this place, again, you're another one. God says, I don't want you to ask me for anything. I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to get you to know me. I want to show you me. I just want to show you my will, my way for your life. As it pertains to you, I want to deal with you, says God. Hallelujah. God is trying to deal with us people as individuals first. Because if you ain't right, how you going to do right by somebody else? How you going to help somebody else? You, the blind leading the blind and everybody die. Come on. That is not his will. God said, that's so much in you that I've imputed in you, God says. God says, my gifts they're sitting there. I got to, hallelujah, with someone that can help unlock and unleash your gifts. Hallelujah. But God says, I need you the most to get in that place with me. Hallelujah. That one-on-one. It is so important. Hallelujah. The intercessors. And this is why he's saying it, because you're an intercessor. Intercessors, God said, it's so important that you get that one-on-one. Once you get that one-on-one down pat, God said he'll begin to speak to you like never before. Like I'm talking about, you'll begin to walk in places and you'll be hearing God. You're like, Lord, you're talking. He'll be talking to you. But you got like you're going to do something and God begin to talk to you. He'll begin to walk with you. He'll begin to tell you that you're his all. He'll begin to guide you. He'll begin to lead you. He'll begin to carry you. That's what he want to do for your woman of God. He wants you to speak the word. He wants you to cast all of your cares upon him. He don't want you to get, he don't want your hand in it. He wants you to give it to him. Let him work it out. He want to show you just how bad he is in the spirit. Woo! He want to show you just what he can do. See, he ain't got to prove nothing because he already made the world. Hey, he done did everything else. He just want to prove to you sometimes. God said, I just got to prove myself to y'all because sometimes you doubt me too much. You don't believe me enough. He says, so I'll prove myself to you. Hallelujah. But God said to let you know tonight that he loves you, to keep striving, keep pushing, keep pressing, keep striving, keep pushing, keep pressing. That's what I hear from you. Keep striving, keep pushing, and keep pressing. Keep striving, pushing, and keep pressing. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. Go in peace. Hallelujah, knowing that the Lord loves you, and so do I.
I receive it.
Amen. God bless you. I got one more call. I can accept one more call. Amen. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air with the doctor. Hallelujah. You're on the air with Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Last call. Maybe.
Hello. Hi, this is Brittany, St. Louis, Missouri.
God bless you. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. Just have a prayer request. My faith kind of slid a little bit. Some things happened that was definitely unexpected that I didn't want to hear, and it kind of shook my faith a little bit. So I'm asking for, I guess, strength and forgiveness first and foremost.
Father, we just thank you for Brittany tonight. Lord, she's asking for forgiveness. Father, you know her heart. Lord, search her heart, oh God. Lord, if you find anything in her heart that shouldn't be, take it out, God. Remove it. Replace it, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, that her faith was shaken, oh God, because of a decision that she had heard, a thing that was made, a decree that was made, oh God. But Lord, we counsel every plan, every plot, every ism of the enemy. We counsel every naysayer, every gainsayer, everything, every person that had any things to do with what would transpire. We counsel the plan right now. We even counsel the attorney right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you now, Father God, that she's not going to lean to the left nor to the right, but she's going to stand still. She's going to stand still on your promises, for your promises are yea and amen. And anytime God want to bless you, woman of God, sometimes things don't go your way. They may not go your way, but that don't mean you give up on God. You don't give up your faith. What that is your faith is being tested right now. It's either he's going to test you to see if you have faith. Do you want it? Or do you just want him because of what's going on and you need his help? Or do you want him because you know that you need him and that's the only way out? And for you, as far as anything else, the only way out is through him. So you know God will test you. But there are some things that's working against you, and that's called people that are working against you, and you got to release them. You got to release them so that you can rebuild. You can rebuild, you know, rebuild things. You got to rebuild it. You got to rebuild a whole thing. You got to build it all over. You got to tear it down from the ground up and rebuild it. And I hope you're catching me in the spirit. Rebuild it from the bottom up. Rebuild and let that go. Everything that was against you on the Monday is obsolete now. That's time for a change. That means a new changing of the guards. One person went out, you're getting ready to get another person. Amen. So we're going to change the guards. Amen. Because that one was not for you. Glory to God. But listen, the Lord wants you to know tonight, he ain't forgot about what he said. God ain't forgot about what he said. I told you it was going to get worse before it get better. I gave you your ending before the beginning. God gave me your ending before the beginning. So your ending is going to be perfect. It's going to be cool. But right now, you just got to go through the process, baby girl. It's just going through the process, knowing that God is still there with you. He's still there with you. He's still there with you. He has not left you. It looks bad. It feels bad. It may smell bad. It may even be bad. But God is still in control. He ain't dead. He's still alive, and he's still working miracles. And you need a miracle. Come on here. Hallelujah. You need a miracle. And Father, I thank you for her strength, God, that you will build her back up on her most holy faith. God, I thank you for not leaving her. Lord God, I thank you for steering her in the right direction. So, Father, we're going to walk this thing out in your son, Jesus' name. And I thank you for Brittany tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, people of God, I love every one of you. I'll be with you later, Brittany. I love every one of you. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to go on me a sabbatical. Glory to God. But listen, I'll meet you here next week, next Tuesday, at the same bat time, same bat station. Y'all come on down back in next Tuesday. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Meet me on Facebook Live next Monday night, maybe around the 9 o'clock hour. We thank God for you. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Shalom.
the first trumpet sounds, I want to be somewhere.
Confess.